Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ, our financial literacy. And I preach about this every day, but it's, you know, we get new listeners every day. So it's important to understand that high school and college teach you nothing about building wealth. They're there to teach you how to get a job. And the problem is that people are misinterpreting that and thinking, well, a job is how you get wealthy. A job is how you get financially independent. And the answer is no, or very, 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 very rarely. Are there Jack Welshes out there of GE who end up making, you know, $100 million a year? Sure. But you got to realize, that company, I think, had over 100,000 employees, so he was one out of 100,000. That's a very, very small percentage. So building wealth is something you must do for yourself. Getting educated is something you must do for yourself as far as money and building wealth. And there's one other misconception that I want to address in this first segment, and it's the concept that retirement is the goal. Retirement is the goal. It's not. Financial independence is the goal. What separates the two? You can retire and be completely broke. Retirement has nothing to do with being financially successful. If you look at the statistics, 95% of Americans fail to successfully retire by age 65 after working 45 years. A lot of them still retire, but they lead low qualities of lifestyle. How do I say that? They lead a low quality of lifestyle. They actually have to reduce their quality of lifestyle in retirement just to survive off of what little savings they have and social security. But what if you switched and instead of looking at, hey, my goal is to get old and retire. When you say it out loud, it just sounds stupid, doesn't it? Your goal is to get old and retire? That's going to happen. That's not a goal. That just happens. A goal would be, I'm going to be financially independent by the time I'm 35, 45, 55, whatever. That's a goal. And you're financially independent, not due to a certain amount of money being saved up. It's about your second stream of income. It's about income. When I was 27 and my company came in and cut my pay, I put a meaning to that event. Now, most of you would have put a different meaning to that event. The meaning you would have put to it is, I got to get a different job. That would have been the meaning. I chose a different meaning. The meaning that I chose was, I can never have a job again, ever. And I'm glad I chose that meaning. But I thought 30 was old. And I made a decision at age 27 that by the time I was 30, I would be financially independent. I wanted the income from my side hustle, which was beginning to be real estate, to meet and exceed all of my wants and needs. As a result, by the time I was 30, I had achieved that, again, what I'll call financial independence. Was I rich? No. But I had, and this was back in 87, 88, 89, 90, I know $8,000, $10,000 a month is not a lot, but to me it was, and back then it was a lot more than it is now. And I had this sense of control of my life, this sense of freedom, all because I wasn't doing what everybody else was doing. Everybody else was trying to climb the corporate ladder, sucking it up at jobs they hated, working 60, 70 hours a week, focused on retiring at 65, 70, trying to save their way to retirement. And it just, none of that made any sense to me. And it still doesn't. I remember sitting with a financial planner, and he told me, you know, if you save, and I don't know what the number was, $500 a month, or for the next 45 years, at the end of 45 years, you'll have $1 million. You'll be a millionaire. I wanted to punch the guy. I would have been 67, 68 or whatever. I don't care about being rich at 68. I want to be rich now. What are you talking about? You want me to wait till I'm old to get rich? I realized this guy couldn't help me. So I started thinking, reading, studying what millionaires were doing. And it didn't take long to figure out they were doing the opposite of what the average American does. So I incorporated their concepts into my life, and it made all the difference. But if you can get out of these two thought patterns, one, that a job is there to build wealth for you. It's not. It's there to pay the bills. And that's about it. And most of you are experiencing that. 75% of you live paycheck to paycheck. 75%. The second concept you want to get out of is that getting old and retiring is the goal. I say this all the time. Getting old sucks. It's not the goal. It's something we're forced into. But you don't want to wait till you're old to travel and do the wonderful things. You want to do it now. And to do that, you've got to do more with your life than just getting up, going to a job, working, coming home, watching TV, going to bed, get up, go to a job, blah, 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 blah. You got to do more than that. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
When you put money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. So the first segment, I was trying to stress that you got to stop thinking like the average person if you don't want to be like the average person. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to fail because everybody else is failing. And that leads to the naysayers. David Goggins, U.S. Navy SEAL, has a video on YouTube. It's very profane. I don't know if you've been in the military, but they're very mature, you know, in the military, that curse words mean nothing. So they curse quite a bit. And he's got a video called F What Other People Think. If you're mature enough, watch it. If you're offended by profanity, sorry, grow up. Watch it anyway. It is one of the most powerful videos I've ever watched to reinforce something that I learned 33 years ago when I first started doing this. It's that you can't care what other people think. You just can't. Yet our egos, our insecurities do. But make sure you note, it's your ego and your insecurity that cares what other people think. I gave a speech last night about how you need to quit trying to save your way to retirement and you need to start focusing on making more money. The American family does not have an expense problem. They do not have a tax problem. They got an income problem. They don't make enough money. And I talked about building a second stream of income. Well, one of my members emailed me today thanking me for that speech because she's been doing this for quite some time and all of her friends, her ex-husband, her neighbors all tell her she's crazy. I don't know how many of them, but one or more of them said she was greedy because she wanted to make more money, that she was unrealistic. See, the naysayers are everywhere. Why are they there? For this simple point. Do you know your friends hate it when you're successful? They don't like it. It makes them look bad in their ego. It hurts their ego. They feel bad because you're doing well. When I first got into real estate investing, I had an uncle who had had four rent houses and lost them all to foreclosure. And he sat me down and he told me why real estate doesn't work. It was the tenant's fault. It was the mortgage company's fault. It was the market's fault. Scare me to death. So I go back to one of my mentors and tell him that story. He didn't even raise an eyebrow. He just looked at me and said, why'd you go to a failure and ask them how they did it? And that's what I had done. He was unqualified to talk to me about real estate investing because he failed at it. See, there's a middle class belief, learn from other people's mistakes, right? We've all heard that one. But I want you to think about this for a moment. If you go out and learn every single thing that doesn't work, does that mean you know what does work? It doesn't. See, I noticed that wealthy people, people who I wanted to be like, successful people, learned from other people's successes. They learned from other people's successes, not from their failures. And as a result, they knew the right things to do. This one's touchy, but a lot of you are negged out by relatives as well. A lot of you have a dream. You say, man, I want to be financially independent. I want to build wealth with real estate. And your relatives tell you, you know, you're greedy, you're unrealistic, you can't do it, it doesn't work, what if this, what if that, what if this, what if that? There's just no other way to put it. Your friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. They hate it. You can't listen to these people. They are unqualified to speak. Are your relatives multimillionaires? Are these naysayers telling you that you can't do it? It's not the right time. It's not the right market. It's not the right Congress. It's not the right president. Are they multimillionaires? Then they're not qualified to speak to you. But you're just as at fault. Why would you go talk to people in the same financial position you're in about money? They can't help you. All the two of you will do is just agree with each other straight into poverty. Because that's all you guys know is the income level you're at. When I first started calling real estate agents, I would get a hold of naysayers all the time. Real estate agents would say things like, oh, man, those deals, oh, you just can't find those deals. Or, oh, if I found a deal like that, I'd do it myself. Well, being a young, smart aleck kid, I eventually learned to ask them, oh, really? If you found a deal like this, you'd do it yourself? How long have you been a realtor? 20 years. How many rental properties do you own? None. So in other words, you wouldn't do it if you found them, because you can't tell me in 20 years you didn't find one like this. And I'd rudely, I'm not proud of this, but I'd hang up because I didn't want that naysayer in my head. The brutal part is this. If you're 45, 50, go ask your parents if what they did worked. Do it. And you're like, oh, I can't ask that. I can't ask my parents how they're doing financially. Yeah, you can. You know the only thing you're afraid of? Hurting their feelings, because you know what they did didn't work. And you're doing the same thing. See, I was very fortunate. My father had a very good control of his ego. And when he was 63 or 64, I remember driving, we were at Disney World, and we were driving from one park to another, and I was telling him about some of my real estate deals, and he looked at me, and he said, man, I'm glad you did real estate, because what I did didn't work. I wish every one of your parents would look at you and tell you that right now, because your parents are going to retire broke. They're going to have to reduce their quality of lifestyle. They're not going to be going to Greece. They're not going to be on cruise ships. They're scared to death. But here's the sad thing. Are they coming to you and going, please don't do what we did? They don't. And it's sad. Because if more people would be honest and come back to their kids at 60, 65 and go, man, look, we've worked for 40 years. Listen, son, what we did didn't work. Don't do what we did. It would change America. But because of ego and not wanting to admit they were wrong, doesn't happen very often. They're embarrassed. It's the same thing with your teachers, your college professors, all the people that told you how to be successful financially. They're all retiring broke while they were telling you you couldn't do what you wanted to do, which is become financially independent. If you even had that goal, which many of you never even thought of that goal. So you've got to block the naysayers. They are everywhere. If you've got a dream, there's a dream stealer around every corner. You can't give a crap what other people think. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
There's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about naysayers. And the solution is actually pretty simple. At least the concept is simple. Doing it takes work, takes effort, it takes money. But what you've got to do is start qualifying every single person that tells you you can't do something. And I'm telling you, you're going to find out that successful people don't tell you you can't do something. Only failures do. What they're doing is they're projecting their weaknesses, their inability onto you. Schwarzenegger talks about this quite extensively in his new book, Be Useful. If you have not watched, I think it's Netflix. Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's a three-part documentary on Schwarzenegger. Definitely worth the watch, but be prepared. It's got a sad ending. I'll just warn you. But what he did with his life, his entire life, he was told he couldn't do every single thing he wanted. He wanted to be the best built man in the world, told him he couldn't do it. He wanted to be a leading man, moved to the United States and be a leading man in movies. He was told he couldn't do it. When he ran for governor, they told him he was ridiculous. If you hear his announcement, there's literally reporters laughing in the background. It's insane. He couldn't do it. He was told that he couldn't do every single thing that he ever did. But what he did, and it's kind of, I'm the same way. You tell me I can't do something, guess what I'm going to do? I love shoving it in people's faces. I try not to do it meanly, but I love it. I remember when my father-in-law told me, no. And this is the funny story, funniest part of the story. He goes, yeah, I got a friend that's really rich in real estate. Yeah, I wouldn't get into that if I were you. I swear to you, that's what he said to me. Swear to you. I couldn't believe it. You just told me that one of your richest friends is a real estate investor, but that I shouldn't do it? What are you talking about? I, of course, ignored him. All it did was make me more committed to doing it. But the solution is, again, qualify the naysayer. Are they financially independent? Are they wealthy? Do they have out of life what you want? And what you're going to find is all of the naysayers, the it doesn't work, all these educational programs are frauds, you can get it for free at the library. All these naysayers are epic failures. There's an old phrase I heard, they've never built a statue of a critic. Never have, and never will. Because critics they're just weak. Again, they project their insecurities, their fears, their inabilities onto you, telling you you can't do it. And this one, you know, when I would have people say, no, don't buy Carlton Sheets' program, just go to the library, you can figure it out. Luckily, at a very young age, I knew what this meant. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. There is no way to go to the library and figure out this stuff because you don't even know the questions to ask. It is not going to happen. I would say that my $500 Saturday class cuts 5 to 10 years off the educational process. Is it not worth $500 to save 5 to 10 years of your life? For me, it was. And like I said, I've spent as much as $75,000 on a course before. And by the way, it was totally worth it. These naysayers, they want to hold you back. Their ego doesn't want you to succeed because then it hurts their little ego. If you go out, you become successful, you become financially independent, you quit your job. They hate it. It's going to hurt their feelings. I suggest you go hurt their feelings. Now, how do you get around the right people? For me, I just started joining clubs where millionaires were. I joined every real estate investor club I could find, and I started hanging out with people who had the results that I wanted from my life. And I just started incorporating their beliefs, and I'm telling you, I never have had a successful person tell me I couldn't do something. It's always the losers. They're losers. Naysayers are losers. And you can't give a crap what they think. That's why I tell new members at Total Wealth Academy, they come in and they're all excited and they'll shake my hand and go, I'm going to tell all my friends about you. And I look at them and I go, don't tell anybody. Yeah, but they'll come in and join. Don't worry about it. That's really sweet of you. Very nice of you. I don't care. My job is to help you become successful. And if you tell all your friends what you're doing, they're going to neg you out. Don't tell your friends what you're doing. Zig Ziglar said it this way. Share your give-up goals. If you're going to give up over drinking, overeating, if you're going to give up drugs, tell everybody. That way you look stupid if you don't do it. Get your ego involved. But your get-up goals, don't tell anybody. Because they're just going to neg you out. Surround yourself And you'll be amazed when it happens. Surround yourself with other successful people, people who have the same dreams and desires that you do, and they won't naysay you. They will encourage you. They'll do everything they can to help you. You know, I'm 59 years old now. Do you know I've never asked for help that I didn't get it? Never once in my life. Steve Jobs said the same thing. Steve Jobs of Apple. He never asked for help that he didn't get it. Because successful people have a thing called the abundance mentality. They realize that there's enough wealth for everybody. See, the losers, the naysayers, they think the pie is only so big that if you get a piece of the pie, there's less there for them. Which means, who are they really interested in? Just themselves. What's in it for me? So, my recommendation, join some investor clubs, get around millionaires, and then don't be afraid to ask for help. Pick their brains. Take them to lunch, which, by the way, not a lot of them want to let you do that because everybody wants to do that. But once in a while, you'll be able to do that. Most of the time, I just talk to them at the events themselves. But one good thing about it, and this is ego-based too, successful people, if you are humble and you don't pressure them, will wag their tongues. They will brag a little bit. If you can get a successful person to brag, they actually lay out their entire business model for you. They tell you exactly what they did, how they did it, who helped them. It's amazing. And I picked up multiple maps that worked and picked the one that fit me the best. And that made all the difference. And what these naysayers do is they create fears in you. They're using fear to control you. And if a naysayer keeps you from taking action, they're controlling you. You're letting somebody else control your life. I had this fear, we discussed it a little bit yesterday, that rental real estate consumed a bunch of time. It was very hard to own rental property. Tenants would call you, things would break, you know, all this stuff. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you how a mentor got me past that fear in literally about, I don't know, 30 seconds, maybe a minute. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about how do you solve the naysayer situation? And the answer is you got to qualify everybody that talks to you and ignore people who are unqualified. And 90% of the people are totally unqualified. They're just running their freaking mouth. They're jealous. They're insecure. They don't want to see you successful. So they're going to sabotage you. But I was talking about how I had this fear that rental property consumed a bunch of time. And if you remember my story, I was working 70 hours a week and I almost lost my wife because I was working so much and I was afraid to get back in that situation. And I'm hanging out with a mentor of mine named Bruce, who had 123 houses. Now be aware, this guy vacationed out of the country 1 to 2 weeks a month. 1 to 2 weeks a month. 123 rent houses, vacationed 1 to 2 weeks a month out of the country. He walks up to me and he goes, "Steve, you've been at this for 3 years. You're still wholesaling. You're still flipping. When are you going to be a man and buy some rental property?" Well, I turned to him and said, "I'm afraid of tenants, toilets, and taxes. I'm afraid of all the time it consumes." He really didn't have to say a word, because the minute I spilled that BS out of my mouth, I knew what I was saying was wrong. But he goes, "Steve, I got 123 houses. I vacation out of the country 1 or 2 weeks a month. You're telling me rental real estate consumes a bunch of time?" I felt like a fool. And he agreed to teach me his property management techniques and give me his business model. And I bought my first rent property. Literally, I went under contract within a few weeks and closed in maybe a month and a half, because I was talking to a credible person. And do you notice how he encouraged me? He didn't naysay me. He encouraged me. Again, naysayers are losers, and they want you to be a loser too. Ignore them. Let them be losers. That's fine. That's their thing. They want to fail. Good for you. But if you want to be successful, you better hang out with successful people. Now, there's one other challenge. Do you know that failures talk more than successful people? Failures run their mouths 24/7. And what they're doing is they're constantly justifying why it's not their fault that they're a failure. My favorite are men who have been divorced 3-4 times. They talk constantly about how much they understand women. "Women are this. Women are that. Oh, that's not how women are. Oh, you can't trust women. This, that, this, that." They will go on about how well they understand women. Then you find a guy who's been married to the same woman for 40 years. Ask him. And he goes, "I don't really understand them, but I love them." And that's about all you're going to get out of them. Failures talk more than successful people do. Part of the reason is if you're successful and you talk about your success, you know what people consider you? Arrogant, egotistical, and so on. So successful people stop talking because they don't want to make people feel that way. It's sad. Man, I want successful people to talk. If I meet a guy who's been married to the same woman for 40 years, I'm going to ask leading questions to get them to talk, to give them permission to talk, to let them know that I want to hear their opinion, especially if I'm having trouble in my relationship or having trouble financially. So be aware. The naysayers, your friends don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. The naysayers are losers, and they want you to be a loser down there with them. You can't care what other people think. You just got to let it go and surround yourself with successful people, because successful people are encouraging, they're enlightening, they're just more fun. Yeah, it's not, you know, you ever drive down the freeway and you get flipped, cut off and flipped off? That ain't a successful person. That's some miserable loser. The successful people are driving casually along, enjoying life, having fun. They're not speeding to work. That's actually like a 30-minute conversation to explain that. So I only have a few more minutes. I'll skip that, but just be aware that's what's going on. Now, some of you, how do you get around success? Another way to get around successful people, read. Read. Read books by successful people. You're not going to find a successful person write a book that tells you how you can't do something. Can you imagine that? Read this book, How You Can't Be Financially Independent. No one would buy it. No. Successful people encourage you. So anyone that gets in your face and tells you you can't do something, qualify them. Ask them, oh, really? Did you ever do it? No. So why do you think I can't do it? You'll see them shut up real quick, because they know they have no credibility, that they're just being mean, petty, jealous. Naysayers are jealous losers who want you to fail so that you can be down at the bottom with them and they won't feel bad that you're successful. So if you've got a dream, if you listen to the show on a regular basis and you go, man, I want to be financially independent. Man, I want a second stream of income. Ignore the naysayers and do it. But you got to get around people who are doing it. If you don't, it's going to be very, very, very difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's pretty close to impossible. I know, you notice I don't let anybody call me a self-made millionaire. They always want to put that at the front of my show. I'm like, no. Oh, man, who said that? I just heard that the other day. Oh, Schwarzenegger. He brings up that point as well. He said he won't let people call him a self-made man because he had massive amounts of help achieving the results that he did. I'm the same way. By the time I became a millionaire, I probably had 100 people on my team, 30 or 40 agents, 30 or 40 wholesalers, CPAs, attorneys, mentors. Man, I had so much help, it's ridiculous. And these guys that claim they're self-made millionaires, BS, that's pure, unadulterated arrogance. No such thing as a self-made millionaire. Everybody needs help. Life is a team sport. And you really got to start building your team. And that's one of the reasons people join Total Wealth Academy, is so that they can build their team in a very short period of time and to cut 5 or 10 years off the learning curve. Okay, I got one email here from a Bill. Oh, this is just a reading list question. What should I be reading? Go to totalwealthacademy.com/books. totalwealthacademy.com/books. And you can see the required reading list for the members of Total Wealth Academy. And you can also download two of the most important books on the planet. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. You can download the PDFs there for free. So go to totalwealthacademy.com/books. And if you want to surround yourself with encouraging, helpful millionaires, come check out Total Wealth Academy by going to totalwealthacademy.com and clicking on the free sample class there. totalwealthacademy.com, free sample class. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
The Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.